Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I met someone this morning who told me that they don't own a cell phone. They mentioned it because they read a quote by me where I said that tsunami sirens are not as critical these days since we can notify people about a tsunami through their cell phones. And I do stand by that statement, even though I was historically a big advocate of tsunami sirens. In fact, I co-led the effort to bring tsunami sirens to our region, along with the late Jimmy Smith, over 15 years ago. But time and technology move on. And for folks who do have a cell phone, there are two great ways that you can be notified about a tsunami. If the National Weather Service issues a tsunami warning, which we do for life-threatening events, then a wireless emergency alert will come across all cell phones automatically unless you intentionally disable it or you have a super old phone. And wireless emergency alerts are a very powerful alerting system because they reach phones based on which cell tower they are near. So in other words, a person could be visiting from Kansas, and if they're near the coast and we issue a tsunami warning, their phones will let them know. On the other hand, you could be visiting Kansas, and the National Weather Service issues a tornado warning, and your phone will let you know. And that's an incredible capability to me. Now, you can also be notified on your phone, your cell phone, or even a landline from reverse calling. For this system, you do need to sign up, and you do that with your county. Just Google Humboldt Alert to find the webpage where you can enter your phone numbers. This system can be used to notify you of lesser tsunami events and all kinds of other emergencies that you need to know about. But let's get back to the situation where someone does not have a cell phone. Well, if you're in your home, well, then you can have a NOAA weather radio that goes off automatically if we issue a tsunami warning. You could register your landline with the reverse calling through Humboldt County Alert, and so that will notify you. Your TV and radio station will be interrupted with the emergency alert system. And lastly, law and fire departments will drive around your neighborhood using the high-low siren on their trucks to notify you. The point is that there are a lot of really effective systems out there that you can use to learn about an impending tsunami, and the key is all about redundancy, so that it's really hard to justify the cost of maintaining tsunami sirens, especially on our coast, where you have so many miles of coastline with relatively few people served by each siren. Now to close, I can't talk about tsunami warnings without mentioning the most important one, which is the one that comes from Mother Nature, a long or strong earthquake. If you feel one, then go to high ground. Don't wait for any other notification. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.